WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The first new NBC series is called Nearly Departed. It's a sitcom about married ghosts who watch in horror as a tacky family moves into their old home. Eric Idle of Monty Python's Flying Circus plays one of the ghosts, and he's invisible to everyone, except to Grandpa Garrett, who notices him and his ghostly wife right away.
Red, he can see us.
That's impossible. How can you see us?
We're dead.
Big deal. I'm 75 and don't feel so good myself.
Sounds like Beetlejuice? It is, but only if you take away that movie's wit, intelligence, and special effects. If you're looking for a cozy little remake of Topper, forget it. Next, on Thursdays, comes Dream Street. It's the new series from Edward Zwick and Marshall Herskovitz, the creators of 30-something, but this show is different, kind of. Its characters are mostly 20-something, and they live in New Jersey, and most of them are working class. Dennis, the hero, works for his dad's refrigeration company, and when he calls up a schoolteacher to ask her out, he wears his blue collar like a badge of honor.
Maybe it would embarrass you to go out with a guy like me? No yuppie clothes, no fancy diploma.
Well, wait a minute, that's not it at all.
Let's face it. Some people, they just look down their nose at anybody that works with his hands.
7:30.
Dinner?
That's right. And whatever you do to Beau, don't wash those hands.
Other parts of Dream Street are a little less obvious, and it's got some interesting characters. If you can get past the fact that everybody dresses like either James Dean or Madonna, and that there's even more rock music than on Miami Vice, it might even be enjoyable. Now comes the big home run hit, Friday night's premiere of the Jim Henson Hour. Each hour is divided into two halves. In the first half, Kermit the Frog runs a show called Muppet Television. In the premiere, his robot assistant, Digit, finds a way to tap into TV shows from outer space.
Amazing news! I'm picking up TV signals from deep space.
What?
Yes, alien beings are transmitting TV programs not unlike our own.
But that would prove that there's intelligent life in other galaxies.
No, it just proves they have television.
It's like The Muppet Show, where Kermit was stage manager of a Muppet-filled theater company, only it uses television. And it's just as wild and wonderful as The Muppet Show was. My favorite parts of the pilot are when Louis Anderson guest stars in a movie spoof called My Dinner with Godzilla, when a very spacey group of aliens sings Neutron Dance, and when Digit the Robot gets overloaded with TV information and comes down with the reruns. As usual with Jim Henson and the Muppets, not all the jokes are for kids. Listen to Digit rerun off at the mouth.
Today's show was brought to you by the letter Friday, Joe Friday, with more precipitation Saturday morning. And you are no Jack Kennedy.
I love it. I also love the second half of the premiere show. It's a new episode of Henson's The Storyteller, which NBC has been showing as a series of specials. This week, John Hurt tells the story of The Heartless Giant, and the special effects are as good as the story. So here's the advice for this week. Reject Nearly Departed. Inspect Dream Street. And, if you've got a VCR, collect the Jim Henson Hour. Somehow, Henson and Kermit have done it again.